So you want to be a player, but your wheels ain't fly. You got to hit us up to get a
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the Ben and Vince Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're part of everyone, I guess.
You're the, okay.
Well, I'm Show, and welcome, everyone. So, how are you? How was your President's Day?
It's pretty good.
Yeah, you get elected to any president of anything?
Just the Blair Association of Scripts and Screenwriters.
Surely that's co-president or a senior co-president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Was that even an election process, or is it kind of just more of a democracy than a republic? If you know what I mean.
Not really.
I mean, neither do I, but, you know. So, your regular, Mike Wilson or something. I don't get that reference. Yeah, neither do I. Neither do I.
What?
You remember that from Arrested Development? And then, you know, it's this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I think I delivered it wrong, but anyway.
Okay. So you saw all those new episodes yet?
Yeah, right. I imagined them. They're supposed to all come out at once or something.
Yeah, that's right. We're living in the future.
What?
We're living in the future.
Is that how TV works in the future? All the episodes?
Everything's on demand.
I demand to watch 53 episodes at once.
53, like, I don't know, 13.
Yeah, whatever.
10, maybe, I don't know.
It was going to be 10, then it was going to be 12 to 15.
No, there's a list of the episodes now.
What? Okay, don't spoil it for me.
I'm going to tell you.
That there's a list? Damn it. I'm going to watch them one at a time, okay? That's how I'm going to do it. Like, once a day. One per day. Daily. 7 times weekly. If you know what I mean.
7 times weekly. That's how you're going to watch it?
That's how I'm going to do it. 4 in 4 days. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to find
okay.
That stupid thing that I found before, and now here it is.
All right. It's a stupid thing.
You ready for the episodes?
Oh, man. They're going to be...
Here we
go. Going to spoil the plot.
There's actually 14.
14.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Here's what they're called.
Okay.
Michael 1. Michael 2.
No. Oh, no.
George Sr. 1.
I thought they weren't doing
George
that anymore.
George Sr. 2.
Oh.
Lindsay 1. Lindsay 2.
Oh, God.
Tobias, Job.
Just Tobias, he just gets one?
Maybe. Lucille.
Definitely.
Buster. George Michael 1. George Michael 2. And Job 2.
Is that 14?
That was 14.
Did you say Job 1? I thought you just said Job.
I just said Job.
So it's just Job and Job 2.
That's right.
I thought they weren't doing this. I thought that was like the original idea, but then... They decided not to do that because it's dumb. I think it's dumb.
How's it dumb?
Because, you know, like, they're just going to have each episode focusing on like one character. Who wants to see that? I want to see all of them.
I mean, obviously they're gonna talk to each other.
But I mean, is that so obvious?
Would you just prefer every single episode to focus on Michael? Because that's normally do.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, you know, the plurality of the time is him. But I want all the episodes to focus on all of them.
They are. Chill out, man. Don't worry.
This is too stressful. This is too big of an event in my life. And it has to go perfectly.
It's a big event for all of us. We're all going to get through this together.
But they won't. They're going to be separate in different episodes.
Yes, but all at once.
Oh, I see. Okay. That makes me feel a little better.
You actually just have to open up 14 different screens and just play them all at once in order to get the jokes.
You know, there's got to be some joke that they put in that if you do that, it would you know, find some secret joke. I mean, that's totally the kind of thing they would do.
Yeah.
You know, at like, you know, minute 14, second 22 or whatever, there'll be like, you know, some banner across the back, like one letter in each frame that spells something. I don't know, man. I'm not that smart, but you know they planned something. Or maybe they didn't.
Sounds like you just came up with that right now.
No, I didn't really. I just came up with an idea, but it's a bad idea. But they would make it into a good idea if they had thought of it, which maybe they did or not. This is how TV writing works. Okay, take it from me.
So when's your pilot going to be on?
My pilot?
Yeah.
He went down with the plane. Ta-da! That's the kind of jokes that was in that pilot, and that's why it went down.
Too soon.
Wait, did you see these clips? I guess they've been out for a while, but I just heard about them. Or have you seen like the original 30 Rock pilot?
No.
Oh. With like Rachel Dratch instead of Jane Krakowski for playing Jenna.
No. Who's Rachel Dratch?
You know, Rachel Dratch. She's on SNL while she's friends with Tina Fey.
That sounds like a fun job.
Yeah. You know, Debbie Downer, you know, that's her. You ever see that one?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, she was pretty funny on SNL. But anyway, it was just so weird. It was really weird and different and not as good.
Then why did it get picked up?
Yeah, because Lorne Michaels was behind it, so he can do anything he wants.
Right.
See, this is more stuff that I know from the biz.
I started watching Parks and Recreation.
Oh, you didn't watch that yet?
Yeah. Well, I'm like the third episode.
Okay. Everyone says the first season is not so good. And then the second season is really good. I thought the first season was pretty good. And then the second season was really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good so far.
Yeah. Maybe you should stop after season 3, though.
Yeah.
Well, season 4 was like, all right. This season 5 has been just like, I don't know, man. I'm not feeling it that much. It's just like, okay.
Okay.
But, you know, or do whatever you want.
I mean, if I should really stop, then I'm going to stop.
Maybe you should just stop right now.
I can stop whenever I want.
I think you're addicted to parks. Remember that one summer when you just kept on wanting to go to parks?
It's every summer.
Yeah, right. So you admit it. You need to... I'm staging an intervention. Okay, it's going to be held in a carpet sales... store. The word is store that I'm looking for.
So. Why?
Because that's the opposite of parks.
The opposite of parks is carpet?
Carpet store.
Carpet store?
Yeah. Well, to be perfectly correct, the opposite of parks is not parks.
Shouldn't the opposite of parks be like skyscrapers?
No, it's a carpet store.
Or maybe pits.
Pits? No, you're thinking of, that's the opposite of a hill.
Oh, yeah. What about a whorehouse or something?
That's the opposite of
what about a strip club?
Convent. That's the opposite of a convent.
What about like a strip club? Can we have the intervention there?
Okay, I mean, not because it's the opposite of anything, but just because. Yeah, we can do
Sweet.
that. A strip club
Stop
is the
it.
opposite of a gap.
Nope.
What?
Sorry. My assistant keeps trying to eat my headphones.
Yeah, I know how you feel. Anyway, well, stay tuned for that intervention.
Fucking interns, man. They don't know what they're
What?
doing. These interns don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I know, right? They where do they get their training? The Columbia School of Broadcasting? Yeah. All right. So what else is new or old?
A break.
Yeah, that's pretty old.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one? You sure?
Two times is awesome. The thing I can do is wave my head and wave.
That's amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
Look, I can do
Hold
it
on,
too.
I'm watching this.
I'm kind of dizzy.
It's not complicated. Doing two things at once is better. And only AT&T's network lets you talk and surf on your iPhone 5.
So let me ask you a question.
All right, I'll
Ask
answer
you a
it.
question.
You can.
What is your problem?
Yeah, no, I know. I know what you're saying. And there's a simple explanation for everything, which is, it's just, if you just think about it, it makes sense,
No, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, why do you think it doesn't make sense?
Because McLean sucks.
Right, I understand that. But
So
it
why are
doesn't
you
suck.
living there?
It doesn't suck that much, actually. There's like a giant, pretty close,
Oh my
and
God. Why don't you live in Bethesda like everybody else?
that's too far.
Too far for what?
Herndon.
What about Gaithersburg?
Yeah, well, sacrifices have to be made.
Well, I mean, you don't even live near a metro station.
Okay.
How are you
True.
gonna do anything?
just hop. Or segue.
What is your fucking deal, man?
Well, I mean, I don't think Bethesda is a good idea.
Why not?
Do you think Bethesda is a good idea?
Yeah, dude. I was supposed to tell you to live in some kind of, I forget what it's called. Some apartment building. Apparently, it's
Yeah.
really cool. All the cool Bens live there.
Yeah? The Ashby?
What?
The Ashby?
Excuse me?
The Ashby?
No.
Oh,
I don't think so.
I heard that one's pretty cool.
So why didn't you fucking live there then?
Oh, good idea. Maybe I will.
So, what, you bought a house or what?
No, I have an apartment at the Ashby.
Oh, what's the Ashby? Look it up.
It's named after George the.
The Ashby at McLean.
Yeah, that's the one.
So, wait, did you buy it or are you renting?
I bought the entire building. It's
Fuck you.
it was a good deal. Yeah, I'm renting a room
Oh,
in the building that
What's
I
the walk
bought.
score? Let's see. I bet it's like five.
I think it's probably like zero. Nah, there's like restaurants. I mean, you could walk to the Giant. It's like two blocks.
They don't have blocks in McLean, dude.
Well, you know, it's a generic term. Yeah.
94? Bullshit.
Whoa, that's very surprising.
You have Beverly Deli.
Yeah.
Starbucks.
Beverly Deli is in my building, so that is very convenient.
Safeway.
Where's the Safeway? Oh, right. It's over there.
You got McLean Central Park, which they claim you can walk to, but you have to go across 123.
Well, I mean, it's across.
You've got Zipcar.
Oh, yeah?
2.6 miles away. And there's a bus stop.
Yeah, how far?
That's all it takes on walkscore.com, I guess.
It's a quality website.
Speaking of at McLean. Blah, 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 blah.
Did you have more to say on that, or I was going to segue into something else?
Why is there a section on this Wikipedia page called peer support?
Peer support. Is that the opposite of peer pressure?
Like P-I-E-R.
Oh, peer support. It's the opposite of peer pressure, that episode of Arrested Development.
In this location in Google Maps. Yeah, far away from stupid metro.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, right, I'm probably not going to be taking the metro.
I guess you're not that far away.
I mean, where, you know, maybe in 2016 I would think about living closer to a metro.
Why in 2016?
That's when there's going to be one all the way to Herndon.
Well, the one by your house is about to open, and it's actually only 2.5 miles away.
The one, like, basically at Tyson's or whatever?
No, the McLean station.
Oh, really? Are you sure that's not just the Tyson station?
It's actually 2 miles away.
That's not that many miles.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's pretty decent.
Yeah, you gonna walk there?
It used to be named Tyson's East.
Okay.
And then it used to be named Tyson's McLean.
Okay.
Now it's called McLean. Station will be located near the headquarters of Capital One.
Oh, boy. I bank with them.
Do you?
I bank on them.
Why?
You know, to do well in an uncertain economy. Why? I don't know. They had a better rate than whoever else. Like,
so. Oh, dude, it says right here on their website. I don't know why I didn't just see this. We are the definition. We are the capitalized definition of all caps convenience.
Right. If you look up convenience in a dictionary, it'll say something like, you know, ease of use, or, you know.
Oh, there's a picture of the Washington Monument in the background here. You can see the Washington Monument from your place.
Are you talking about my debit card? Or
no,
what?
On the Ashby.
There's a picture of the Washington. I don't think I can see it. I haven't tried. I'm only on the sixth floor.
What floor are you on?
Allow me to answer your question. I'm on the sixth floor.
Sixth floor.
Out of, I forget.
What's your apartment number?
six and then two more numbers. Two more
digits.
Tell
me.
I'm not telling you. I mean, I'll tell you, but.
All right, write it in the little thing.
Oh, okay.
This piece of paper that I'm handing you.
Yeah, how do I do that? Okay, here.
Here's a pen.
All right, thanks. Here it comes. You're just going to say it out loud, aren't you?
No. Here, all right. Right here.
Wait. I wrote it.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking at your floor plan.
Oh, okay.
So far, all right, here we go.
I mean, I could have just told you the name of the floor plan.
Dude, you have a room.
Let
me just say, you have a room that has 7 doors in it and nothing else.
Well, nothing else yet. Are you talking about the, like, bedroom thing?
No, there's a bedroom that opens up to the closet. And then
well,
it also opens up to this little room with 7 doors in it.
I don't think that's right.
That's what it says right here. You got a door to the bedroom, a door to the bathroom, a door to the closet, a door to a blank square, a door to storage, and then another door to a blank square, and then a door to the living room.
I don't know if I've been in that room yet.
It's the only way to get to the bedroom or the bathroom.
Oh, you're talking about that little hallway thing. Okay, right. Okay, wait, let me count. So there's one to the bathroom, one to the bedroom, one to the living room, one to... okay, I guess if you count each... No, wait. I still only count six.
I guess if you count each door to the closet, then it's eight, because it's a double door.
It's not a double door, though.
All right, well, this thing's wrong, then.
But anyway... I still only count six, even if I count both closet doors separately. I guess it is, like, kind of divided or something.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
What's the seventh one? Can you send me the link? I mean, write me the type, draw the picture on the notepad.
I don't know if this is going to work.
I'll figure it out.
So why are you not living there yet?
Because... Well, all my stuff just got there yesterday, and the internet isn't set up yet.
Oh, no, not the internet. Dude, whenever I got my apartment, the very first thing I did was set up the internet.
Okay.
There was no furniture or anything, just the internet.
That little blank square, what is that? No, what's that other little blank square?
Yeah, dude. You gotta investigate these things. Maybe it's like a secret compartment.
This is mirrored, so this is confusing me a lot. Maybe one of those, no. Storage. That's the closet. There's two closets. I mean, it's like a walk-in closet. Maybe one of those is just like a linen closet, I think. Something like that. I don't know. I think this is wrong.
You got a washer and dryer in your kitchen there?
Yeah, right next to the refrigerator.
Mine's my bathroom.
Maybe that's worse. I think that is worse, because what if somebody's going to the bathroom? Then how do you clean your clothes?
What?
You know?
Dude, I don't live with like 10 people.
Yeah, I'm like... I mean, even if you just live with yourself, you can't, you couldn't be washing your clothes and going to the, cooking at the same time.
You lost me. So you got a balcony?
Yeah. I don't know what to do with it, though.
How many square feet is this?
832 square feet.
Nice. Which way is your view? Face.
Onto the parking lot.
It's not the direction.
Parking lot word. My mom was actually making a joke about this. She's like, yeah, but it gets a lot of, you know, east-westerly sun, so in the summer, you know, it'll be good, but, you know, during Labor Day and on Tuesdays, you know, you got that
yeah.
You got that 24-hour, you know, daylight and stuff, so... You know, that north-southern westerly wind counteracts the rays of the sun. Anyway, which direction? I think it's facing... Wait, let me get this right.
Southwest.
South-southwest. It is facing... I think it's facing more like west-southwest.
So yeah. You've got...
No, sorry. What I meant was east-southeast. You know, but shut up. Right.
So you got some morning light.
Right.
But yeah, having a face south is always better.
Okay.
Ashby. The Ashby.
So far I have run into two older women who talked exactly like that.
That's what you get for living in McLean.
Yeah, well.
All right. Good show.
Good show. Now who's pretentious? Yeah. All right. Well, you know, you're all invited to come over for a housewarming party at 627 the Ashby.